Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. This is truly an epic event that is raising awareness and revealing just how much is happening in the world of embodiment. And this gives me hope about where we're heading as a people. I'm Amara Pagano. I'm the founder of Azul, a conscious movement path of personal transformation. I work with the body and the power of movement to awaken love and consciousness. Embodiment is a key to my work. And the journey of embodying the map of Azul is what facilitates the process of self-realization. I'm excited to sponsor the Dance and Creativity Channel to share my love of movement and to celebrate the power that it has to serve our collective evolution. If you are interested in awakening your deepest potential or curious about the spiritual and healing aspects of embodiment, I encourage you to check out Azul. Everyone is welcome. I work with people who love movement and people who have never moved. Follow the link and you'll find three gifts for you: a 50-minute Azul journey, a special discount on our online embodiment training, and a free month in our upcoming membership program. So come, check out the Path of Azul. I'll be presenting on the main stage here and in the Dance and Creativity channel, and I hope to see you there. For now, enjoy the richness of the presentation you're about to see.
Ralph, I'm your first session. Yay! Charles, you're ready to play Giving Live. Wonderful, exciting, sounds great. When you type in the chat, by the way, please know that little toggle button and send it to all panelists and attendees, and then everyone will be able to see it, which will be lovely. Great, I'm glad you're having such a good time. Yes, as Virginia was saying, there's an open invitation to come and join us here in the room whenever you want to. It's doesn't commit you to anything, but it gives you the option of joining in live if you'd like to. So that's, you can raise your hand at any time and Virginia will let you in. I'm going to stop for a couple of minutes and then we'll do some activities. So I would like to make the case that comedy improvisation is not just for extroverts being big and loud and crazy, or for performers who are super talented and make us all laugh, but also for all of us as a practice in itself that we can do for our its own sake, for its own rewards. And that it's not, the interesting thing for me is not so much about performing for someone else, but more about what we can find in ourselves. And certainly for me, it's been a very powerful process for me, coming from being very nervous and very perfectionist and very rigid and tight, and going practicing this to loosen myself up. And it's helped me in my teaching, my coaching, and just brought more fun and joy into my life. So if you're a little bit like that, then this is perfectly for you. I'm going to just have you switch to speak. There we go, now I can see everyone again. So for all of you, if you're in the room, I want to just have a little reflection for yourself how you feel if someone talks about comedy improvisation. So if it, on a scale from 0 to 10, so if 0 was at the bottom of your screen and 10, you're completely calm about the idea, and top of your screen would be, oh, it makes me a bit freaked out and nervous. You can, if you're in the main room, you can show me where that is. If the rest of you perhaps type a number in the chat. Cool, okay, so we've got various things around here. Lovely, yeah, great. Virginia's like this. Oh, Tamar, 3.5. I'm liking the your precision there, Tamar, that's excellent. Krista says, it's over my screen top. Gail, 8 or 9, Maria Magdala, 4, because you're invisible. Okay, if you're visible, it'd be a 10 by 5. Ronnie said, I like it very much, great. So just notice that, right? That it can be a charged thing for us, a thing that carries a lot of fear, even though it's not actually a dangerous thing. And I think this fear is a really important thing I want to touch on, and that before we get into some activities, because as we As with children, if anyone's got children, if you play with children, they have no fear at all about improvising, about playing, about making things up. You can just walk up to any child and say, "Hello, Your Majesty." And they will immediately become a king or a queen and respond in just that way without even thinking about it. But as we grow up, we often lose that. And we get messages from people around us, from our parents, from our friends, about the kind of person we're supposed to be. So, like, maybe people tell you that you're the clever one, or the beautiful one, or the one who gets things right, or the one who's really dutiful and obedient and conscientious. And we get those messages, and they help form a personality. But in part of, as part of that process, we begin to lose track of the parts of ourselves that we don't get approval for. They begin to move into our shadow. So, like, if you, when people think of shadow, they often think of scary, dark, like evil things. But our shadow can also be, the parts of ourselves that we've disowned somewhere along the way. And that can be our fun, our playfulness, our creativity, our willingness to be fluid and flow. And that's something we can reclaim. I always think that fear in the absence of danger can be a mark for our greatest treasures. All the parts of ourselves that we've lost track of along the way. As we grow up, sometimes imprison ourselves in cages of our own making, and improvised comedy, as well as being fun and playful, can be a way we can gently, gently unpick some of those locks that have been keeping us in. So the invitation for the rest of the session is to notice your reactions and to recognize that it can be fun and playful and can also be challenging. And to look for a 70% stretch, right? If you went to a yoga class, you wouldn't, and you wanted to, you had a tight shoulder, you wouldn't like wrench it round all of a sudden. You want to just find a place where you can gently, gently stretch where you are. So there's your comfort zone and your like overwhelm zone. You just want to find a gentle stretch around that. And for some of you that might be interacting in the chat. For some of you it might be coming into the main room. For some of you it might be coming on camera. There are all ways in which you can gently stretch yourself. Can I have a wave from people in the room? If you can hear me okay, I'm getting a message that it's hard to hear. Yeah, all right, yeah, all right, as long as we're good. Cool. So we can practice being seen, we can practice stepping into the unknown, we can practice reclaiming those playful, joyful parts of ourselves that we might have left behind. Let's kick off with some activities. So first one is very simple. You can stand up if you're willing and able. And I'm just gonna do a little bit of gentle being seen practice. So if you're at home then, and you're not in the main room, you can't be seen, but you can use your imagination. So I'd just like to imagine that there's a group of people in front of you. See them out there in front of you, and then you can say, open your hands a little bit by welcoming an audience, and just say, "Hello, hello, I'm here." So you're not performing, you're not being big necessarily, just "Hello, I'm here." Notice what happens in your body when you do that. Any parts that get tight. And you can perhaps just have a little turn around, show this everyone all the different sides of yourself. Notice anything that comes up for you. And then you can have a little wiggle. Jump up and down a little bit if you like. And have a yawn. I think yawning is underrated. Have a yawn. Reach up. Let a yawn out. Do it again. And a third time. And then try to move in whatever way feels most pleasurable to you. It's whatever feels best. There's no rules about this. Notice how that feels to do something where there are no rules about what's right and wrong. It's your own internal compass. Oh, noises are encouraged. Oh, like that. Coming back to yourself. Oh, and we're going to do a little responding exercise. So if I was with you in the room, I'd be able to give you a little push on your shoulder, for example, right? And then you would feel it and you can just roll around with it and find your way back to center again. I'm not in the room with you, but I can show you by doing it myself, and you can use your own hand to copy me. Right? So a little push on your right shoulder, gently round, just feel it, so you can just respond and come back round. And maybe a little push on the back of your head. Whoops. Gently round. And if someone in the room wants to offer something, you can unmute yourself and practice stepping forward just by saying what you're doing, and we'll all follow it.
Pushing this way.
Pushing on the left hip sideways.
Whoa. Pushing on the lower back.
Pushing on my heart.
Lovely. Great. So people think that improvisation is about being a star and being clever and like being the center of attention. It's actually much more like a dance. You might have of listening and responding to whatever's there. You might have heard the phrase like yes and get my laser display out of saying yes to what happens and then adding something of yourself, of your own. I quite like to think of it as, sorry, that's a very bad drawing. I quite like to think of it as like yin and yang. So there's going with what you've given and then adding something of your own, like a partner dance. And this is how all of improvisation works, by building something together that we could never build individually. So we're going to have a little game now. So people in the room will be able to join in. If you'd like to join in, just raise your hand and you'll be able to come into the room. And it's called I Am a Tree. And it's a practice in not being clever. It's a practice in being simple and saying the obvious thing. So the way it works is the first person is going to be something. So I will say, I am a tree, and then the second person will say and be something that fits with that to them, right? So maybe, does someone want to have a go?
I am a bird.
Okay, Thea's a bird, great. And a third person to do something that fits with a tree and a bird?
I am a worm.
A worm, great. Rita's a worm. So I was first, so I'm going to choose who to keep. And then we start again and we continue a new one. So I'll say, I keep the worm. And then Rita will say it again. And let's have a roll and see what happens.
I am a worm.
I am a fish hook.
I am the water.
I'm an eagle.
And then Rita, you say who to keep?
Water.
I am the water.
I am the boat.
I am the one who is swimming in the water.
So Fiona, you say who to keep?
Let's keep the boat.
Cool.
I am the sky.
I'm the sun.
And the oar.
I keep the sun. Say again. I keep the sun.
I'm in darkness.
I'm the moon shining into the darkness.
I am the wolf.
Oh.
So John Young, you say to keep?
Yeah, I'm in my car now.
Okay, let's finish it there. That was great. So if you would like, I thought we might try a little version of this in the chat. So if anyone wants to put something in the chat, then we will enact it for you a couple of times. If you do, make sure that you say, you type it to all panelists and attendees. So if that's your stretch is just working in the chat, then that's cool too. So I'm gonna say, let's start with, I am a cup. Oh, sorry, Maria Magda's gone for, I'm a goat. Okay, that's me. People in the room, if you're willing to be someone from the chat, then you can say, Maria is a goat. So I'm gonna do that. Maria is a goat. And what else wants to add in the chat there, what they wanna be.
I'm the grass.
Gail is a farmer.
Great, so Magda is gonna pick the farmer. So on farmer.
So that's Gail.
Yeah,
Gail what are you next?
Now Gail is still a farmer.
Oh, Gail's still a farmer.
Joanna is a snowflake.
And Maria is a rock to stand on.
Cool. Daria is a bird.
Okay, Daria is a bird. So what goes with a bird? People in the chat.
Mm-hmm.
Gail is a nest. Gail is a nest. And Irina says, "Hi, Andrew, I'm a star." You are a star, Irina. Nice to see you. All right, great. Well done. That's great, yeah. So if you'd like to join in the main room, then of course you can join in more fluidly as well. It doesn't commit you to joining in. It gives you the option to do that live. Just find what your stretch is. My invitation to you is to differentiate between wanting and fear. So often there's a case around our golden shadow, there's a pull towards it and a fear against it at the same time. If you notice that that's happening, then my encouragement would be to follow the wanting, just to explore that edge, because it's probably taking you somewhere really interesting. Cool. All right, let's do another activity, which is giving gifts. So we're going to give each other some gifts. I'm going to do a little demo, and then it's just going to be between the people here in the room. If you'd like to join in at any point, raise your hand and you can join in. So it goes like this. The first person, which is going to be me, I'm going to give a gift to someone. For example, I might give a gift to Aislinn. I'm going to give Aislinn something, and she's going to just say what it is. She just says, "Oh, thank you. It's a whatever it is."
Oh, then, thank you.
Yeah. And then I'm going to explain why I bought it for her. That's it. Right? Aislinn, here, I got you this.
Oh, thank you. It's a beautiful soft scarf.
Right, yeah. I noticed that you were getting, your neck was all red from the cold wind. So I thought that would help keep your skin beautiful for your modeling career. Right, okay. Right, so now Aislinn will give a gift to someone else in the room. A couple of tips for you. Of course, you have to say the name of the person you're giving it to, because they can't see your eye contact. And you can play around with giving them a little thing, or like, "Oh, I could give you this kind of thing, or I could give you a sneaky thing," or whatever. But it's the same pattern. If you're in the room and you don't want to participate, just stand off camera so that we know not to give you anything. Yeah? Cool. Aislinn, are you good to carry on?
Fabia, I got you this.
Thank you. I love my bowl of porridge. Thanks so much.
I know your favorite stories, the three little bears, so I wanted to give you something from that.
It is. Thanks so much. Thea, hi. I would like to give you this.
Oh, it's a Bible.
I knew that you'd missed a lot of Sunday school sessions when you were a child, and that is exactly what you wanted.
So true, all of them. Fiona, I got you a gift.
Thank you, but I've got enough sheep already.
Well, you know, actually, you can't have enough jumpers, can you?
That's very true. Yeah. Julia, I saw this and I thought of you.
Oh yeah, it's so beautiful. It's like a little feather. So soft.
Yeah. And I thought of you as soft and feathery, and this just came into my mind, and then it appeared instantly. So now it's yours. In fact, there's another one here.
Oh, thank you so much. Anton, I have something for you. I have to throw it.
Okay. Whoa! Hey, thanks for the stick of gum.
Ah, yeah, I got this for you because, like, it gives you some movement to your mouth, and this is really juicy.
Daria, I got this for you.
Oh, thank you. I never got so many tickets in my life. So why did you give me so many tickets?
Oh, sorry. I gave you a lot of tickets because I just know how you love to get all your admin sorted out and before the tax return so that you could pay up all your parking fines and for all the tickets that you've been getting over the year. I've been keeping them together and I just thought today's the day. Let's do that.
You're so right. Maybe I also should buy a car then. Thank you. I've seen Ronit, but she's gone. So, Aditya, this is for you.
Oh, thank you so much. A flower. I've always loved flowers, so this is a nice white one. Smells good too.
There is like a white flower for the sun to go for a walk with it.
Nice. Thank you. Maybe I'll put it in my hair.
Great idea.
Hey, well, round of applause for everyone who went there. So brilliant. Great. What are you discovering? What are you noticing? You can type in the chat or you can speak out loud. Maria says
I noticed how much fun it is just to be with everyone in something like this. Like, we're all playing together and the fun just rises as more and more people have a go.
Yeah. It's nice to be seen and to see other people. It makes you a little bit excited, or there's an energy that comes up just to, oh.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
I love how the responses keep taking you somewhere different, somewhere unexpected.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. It can be a nice surprise for yourself that you discover, like, oh, this is why I'm doing it. And we just start moving and talking, and then we find something out that we could have never worked out for ourselves, like sitting at home thinking, oh, what would be a really interesting gift exchange? That would never work. In improvisation, they often say, bring a brick, not a cathedral. So it's not about one person being brilliant. It's about two people or many people together, adding little things. Gray says, like a marathon at the last sprint, I did 10K before pandemic. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what that refers to. Cool. Great. So let's have a little game that we can all do in the chat as well. So I have my local newspaper here, which is called the Brighton Argus. And you know that local newspapers they run like little stories, right? And strange stories, not big politics. So we're going to write some headlines for our local newspapers. But the headline, each headline will start with the last word of the previous one. So for instance, if I said, dog bites man, one headline. Oh, hey, Maria, you're in Lewis. Hey, nice to see you. Dog bites man, Then the next headline could be Man Climbs Mountain. Right? Next headline could be Mountain in Danger of Collapse. Next headline might be Collapse is what the local church will do soon without renovation, for example, right? So that's what we're gonna do. A little practice for you, for people in the room, we're gonna play it here first, and then we'll have a go in the chat later as well. If you're watching in the chat and at home, join in mentally so that you're not just passive. If that's your edge, then you can do that. So this is a practice in stepping forward, like before you've completely got an idea, right? That's your invitation. So can we have a word in the chat, please, from people at home, the name of a thing in the chat. Cabbage, Sandra, thank you, cabbage. Okay, so I'm gonna start. Cabbage, good for health. Next one, let's do another one. Starting with health.
Oh, can we say things now?
So something beginning with health.
Health is something that I'm looking for every day. Only one word?
That was perfect. That was perfect, Fernando. So the last word is day. And if you've read the local newspaper, you'll know that quality of English is not important. So if you're not a native speaker and you make a grammatical error, it does not matter. We will celebrate that. That's even better. So day is the word.
Day and night. I love my wife. I got to pick on my wife now.
Day and night. Jong Yong Kim loves his wife.
Wife eats husband's tortoise.
Great.
Tortoise found in rubbish dump.
Yes.
Rubbish dump overturned by bear.
Bear shows up in the lanes of Brighton.
Brighton fireworks explode in the sky.
Sky turns orange over Malaysia.
Malaysia is the new holiday destination.
Destination is something I'm looking for.
Great.
Hey, well done, everybody. Great, wonderful to everyone who stepped into the unknown. That's an edge for people, right? That's great, it's wonderful.
People in the chat, we can have a quick go in the chat. Let's see how this goes. So the last one, I can't remember now.
We're going to get the mask. Hi
there. Hello.
Hi. Oh, Jim's met his family. Could you mute yourself, Jim Young? Hello. Hello. Can you give us a word? Are you Jong Young's wife?
Yeah.
Say something.
Nice meeting you. One word. Nice meeting you.
Just one word.
Just one word. Mm-hmm. What that means?
I'm
so happy.
Just one word.
Just one. Oh, very confused.
Okay, great. Confused. Brilliant.
Okay, confused.
Can you mute yourself? Confused Brighton swimmer arrives in France. That's my headline. In the chat, if you want to write in your headline that begins with France. France is full, says Gail. France is flooded. France explodes. France Eiffel Tower visitors. All right, great. Let's go with visitors. So France Eiffel Tower visitors. Next one is going to begin with visitors. Visitors suck. No. Visitors are welcome anymore.
Visitors in France, they better speak French.
Visitors getting a bad rap here. Visitors shut down museum. Let's go with museum. Next one, museum.
Museums in Berlin are beautiful.
Museums in Berlin are beautiful. Museums closed. Museum statues come alive. Oh, I like that. Grace, museum statues come alive. So the next word is alive. Alive or dead, says Shalini. Brilliant. Okay, great. Dead is our next word. Oh, I like alive and kicking. Dead is overrated, says Fabien. Great. Okay. Overrated. Next word. Dead. These are brilliant. Oh, yes. overrated paper used in game. Overrated seagulls visited rats. Okay, let's go with rats. Last one, rats. Rats swarm online conference, rats ruined her birthday. Rats and bats flying in London sky, rats throwing a party here in the sewage. Rats unite on a conference, rats soup for sale, Jeremy. Rats are the next best protein to horse, let's read that. Rats eat cheese, rats tasty treats. Amazing, amazing. All right, great, yeah, round of applause for all of you, that was brilliant. Well done. We can get so much further with when we lose control and we just start following what comes next rather than trying to plan something out. I hope you're having some of that experience. This is the embodiment conference. I want to come back to the body for a final little exercise where we're going to do a movement, any movement, and then afterwards start to figure out what that movement means. So we're going to start with the body and then discover what it means after. So it's the opposite of thinking about it. So it's like an anthropologist who's going to explain the incredible cultural significance of what this movement is. So I will demonstrate. I'm going to do a movement. It doesn't matter whether it's a big one or a small one. I'm going to do this. Okay, I've not prepared this. I'm literally working this out. So this is my movement. And I'm going to say this is a movement from the official guild of woodworkers and sandpaperers. And it signifies making things smooth with their sandpaper and also taking care of their smoothing arm and keeping it strong and flowing. Yeah, so I've explained what it is. Cool. So if anyone would like to have a go, you can unmute yourself and make any movement and then take all the time you want to discover what it means and explain to us. Yeah, Maria's okay. Gonna go.
I'll go.
Okay, yeah, Maria next, yeah.
So this is a secret sign for fairground owners to inform each other that inspectors are coming to check loop-de-loops.
Excellent, amazing, dear. Thank you. And Maria, you were next, I think.
Okay,
great. We can copy everyone.
This feels like
somebody having to perform a very arduous physical task again and again and again and again. A bit like Sisyphus pushing the rock up the mountain.
Sisyphus.
Yes.
Oh, brilliant. Amazing. Amazing. Great. Well done, Maria. Someone else, if you want to get in. Kathy, is that you going?
Yeah, sure.
Cool. Okay, Kathy's doing this.
This is wringing out a towel. Did you hear that?
Yeah, great. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Kathy. That's great. One more.
I can go.
Yeah, Rita, great.
Okay.
Here we're going to copy.
This is a special practice you can do in the morning when you wake up. And it makes the day slow right down when you've got a lot of things to do. And so you get as many hours in the day as the number of times you move your head.
Great. Thank you, Rita. Thank you. Well done, everybody. That was amazing. Great. Thank you, those of you who like stepped up. That's like a... That might have been an edge for you. And it's a great chance to practice. If you notice on the video, I see that I've been spotlighted. If you notice on the video that it's always been on me, then I was trying to copy what people were doing. So that's what was going on. So you can see what they were doing while we're talking. Whew, okay, let's have a little shake. I'm gonna start winding up. Lee, I do believe that if you watch the recording of the Facebook Live, I think it shows everybody. I noticed you do that in the next couple of days. Or you can join the room. Yeah. Oh, I have another yawn. Give yourself a little hug, particularly if you've found like a bit of an edge for yourself, wherever that was. For some people, it might just have been typing in the chat. That could have been a step. Or for some people, it might have been coming on camera. Or for some people, it might have been speaking up or speaking on audio, or even just turning up here. Oh, just gather yourself back in. And what I'd like to do is, let's just put a few things in our magic cauldron of things we'd like to keep from what we've been doing. So we're going to make a magic potion here of everything that we'd like to keep. So like I might put in some ingredients. So I might put in a connection, might be one in the cauldron, and we can stir it here. And anyone here in the room or in the chat at home, you can type in anything you'd like to keep from what we've been doing. Pleasure, I'm going to put them in for you. Playfulness, Zandra, Fiona, what's next? Love, fun, surprise. Laughing together. Anton, did you say something?
I said fun. I see it came up on the chat. So I'll also
put in some fun, relaxation. It's good to be seen. Great. So now we can reach in. Maple cookies, that's Lee. Compassion, creating together. Lovely. So you can now add some secret ingredients of your own, like anything that you don't want to say out loud, but you want to remember. Sprinkle it in. Freedom, says Daria. Creating together, says Julia. Give it a little mix around with your hands and then get your into it like a big kind of gloopy sun cream, and you can just spread it over yourself so you can absorb whatever goodness you want from what we've been doing. Any parts of yourself that you've maybe reclaimed a little bit over the last 3/4 of an hour, get it down your legs and your feet. Yeah. Turn it all around. Take that in. Yeah. Ooh. And allow that to absorb. Heidi loves the soup, yeah. Magic soup. That's what we like. And yeah, we've got a few minutes for any reflections that you might have, things that have come up for you. Anything you'd like to say, you can type in the chat. You can also unmute yourself, I believe, or raise your hand. People in the room can speak out loud.
I've got a question, if it's all right, Andrew. So in your day-to-day, if things are getting a bit heavy and weighing you down, do you have a go-to exercise that you do to lift yourself up?
I do. I mean, improvisation is a very communal thing. This is a bit of a weird format, doing it like webinar style. I do, like, for example, word association you can do by yourself, or the newspaper headlines, like we did, you can do by yourself as a little game when you're on a walk.
Can I say something?
Yeah, of course, Fernando, yeah.
The reflection is, the moment you were asking to give something to someone and then mention things, nobody picked me, but during the whole time, I felt very anxious, especially in the area of the chest, about what would I say if anyone picked me. That's my reflection. Okay.
Great. Wonderful, Fernando. Great noticing. And congratulations, because you're human, and that's what we all do, right? And I mentioned a bit of my backstory. Certainly when I started doing improvisation, my whole class was like that. I almost like wanted to write it all in advance, because our ego likes to keep things under control and likes to know what's going to happen, and it's trying to keep us safe, right? Which is a good thing. Stepping into the unknown is a risk, particularly as an adult. And so the practice is noticing that, exactly as you did, Fernando. And I'd say, like, not pushing yourself too hard so it doesn't get overwhelming, but also finding your edge and softening that. And you'll find that over time, just like stretching a tight muscle, it can come softer and looser. And there was no one more that way than me. So I'm proof that anyone can do it, right?
Thank you, Andrew. Very valuable. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Fernando, for saying that. That's a wonderful thing. So we're going to one quick one then,
I just had a question. That connects with the anxiety that he mentioned. When there's anxiety around just being seen, when there's this, the instinct is to want to make yourself invisible when you enter a space or something. I was wondering if, since it's we're talking about the body, whether there are strategies or tools that you have, or you might suggest that how you would embody getting softer with that.
Yeah, so the things that we did to begin with, the first 10 minutes, it was all about that. So,
yeah. Okay.
All right, we're going to start wrapping up.
I am going to give you the final word, Andrew. We have 3 more minutes before final announcement.
Yeah, great, thank you. So I just wanted to say that for those of you who found that the webinar format a bit overwhelming or whatever, I want to also just offer you the chance to join a smaller session where we can work in breakout rooms for free. It's next Tuesday and Wednesday. So if you go to my website, then if you type in tech, T-E-C, and join one of the taster sessions, you can join for free. We'll do similar things, but you'll be able to work in pairs, and so you won't be so much of a stretch for you. If you want to do the same things again, that would be lovely, and we can do some extra things too. And the same code, if you're excited about this, the same code, T-E-C, you can also get like a little voucher, some money off my longer course, which is starting the week after that. So some little bonuses to say thank you for turning up, because I love so much having on my courses people who've already had a taster, so that then we know we're a good fit, and it'd be great to see you there. So seeing there's been a little notice about the coffee break, so I'm going to pop there after this, so if you want to chat more informally, I'll be there for that too. I think that's it. Oh, if you want more improv, then Liz Peters is doing a session an hour from now. A good friend of mine.
Thank you, Andrew. Well done.
Good job.
I can just hand it over to you, because that's, Liz Peters is doing a session on the joy of improvisation, actually. So that will be in an hour. And yes, I do encourage people also to join you in the coffee breakout room. Those of you who did the 2018 conference know that that's where a lot of the magic happened. You can connect with others and share experiences. And thanks, Andrew, for being one of the people that pop into those, because they are a really valuable part of the experience, and I feel it may be being overlooked a little bit with all the wonderful sessions. So do connect with real humans and exchange and have fun, and let's have some more rats and bats flying over London, or whatever else, dead people, whatever. Let's bring a lot of that into that room. And the other thing I want to say is that there is, of course, a chance to own the library. And there are a lot of sessions, some of them very much fun and interactive, but others are quite intense talks with lots of information. I personally cannot attempt even to go through all of my favorite sessions in a day, let alone 10, 11 days. So there is the option to buy the library, and then you get structured learning notes. You get learning lists, and also you get the audio-only version, so you can listen to them whilst doing something else. There is a link for that in the chat over there, and we're also putting up Andrew's website where you can find him. So yeah, I hope you're enjoying your conference. I'm very glad that you gave yourself the opportunity to make it a little bit more fun. And thank you, Andrew. I really needed this. For sure, we can get a lot of information, and this helps kind of air the room and give a little bit of space for our thoughts and bodies to gather. Do you have like a final word, a top tip on how to be more embodied, how to not forget surprising ourselves in daily lives? I don't know, going to the metro, going to our jobs, doing the groceries. Something that we can take in and milk in our life.
Yeah, my tip on the theme of our session, my tip is to allow the body to help you discover something new.
So what I understand from that is, even if I don't know what I'm doing, just go with the body and then see where that takes me, maybe. Just be playful.
Treat it as a source of potential wisdom and new discoveries.
Thank you so much for that. Thank you everyone for participating, those of you who were visible and those of you who were not in the chat. I feel there was some magic happening there. Thank you, Andrew, for all the inspiration and fun and enjoyment and surprise. Really good to be with you. Really good to have you with us. Enjoy the rest of your conference. Do pop in the breakout room after. I'm going to try to pop in myself and have some more of this in your soup.
How do you join the breakout room?
So there is this link at the bottom in the chat there where it says coffee break, that link. It says join a coffee break meeting. Yeah, that one.
Thank you. Got it.
You're welcome. Yep.
Thank you, Andrew.
Bye, everyone. Thanks for coming. Great to see you.
Thank you.